Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way, to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what, where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight, no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Hey, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Now What? Where do I go from here? So you've got two lively and excited moderators today in Star Waters, also known as the Wellness Wizard, and me, Sandy Rogers, also coined the Wellness Gangster. You know, oh my God, we are so overjoyed and just tickled that we have a very young, inspirational speaker with us today. And I know we're both just super, super excited about this. So, you know, our phone, our show, our program, what we do is always geared toward everybody. But this is one of our first times having a young speaker, and so we're just super geeked. But before we get to that, I was trying not to do that right there. But, you know, we always do a couple of things to kind of get ourselves in order. And the first thing that we do is we just kind of take a breath and we give thanks to our ancestors, because without them, we would not be here where we are. So, ancestors, we thank you. We thank you for all the gifts that we have, for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, that you've given us so freely. And we know that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength and knowledge, fortitude, resilience, growth, courage, all of that. And so we know and we give thanks just constantly, constantly, constantly. So, ancestors, thank you for today. Thank you for blessing this young lady that's going to be speaking with us today, for giving her the courage to do the work that she's doing out in the universe. Whew. Ashe. Ashe. Asheo.
Powerful. All right. Well, you sure opened it up with a wide, wide space for us to venture in. Thank you, Sandy Rogers.
Oh, thank you, love.
Okay.
Wow. So thank you guys for joining with us today. And so let's just lay a couple of ground rules right quick. You know, you're invited to share with us and to be live with us here on the show today. Our call-in number, if you have not called in, is 516-531-9819. And you would just simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And just a reminder that the microphones, the mics on this is extremely sensitive, and it picks up all the background noises. And because so many of our regular listeners go back in to listen to the replays over and over again, we just ask that if your phone is open and you're not speaking, just to mute your phone until you're about to say something. And so if you choose or desire to go back to listen to any of our shows, just let me give you the information to do that. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers.
All right.
What say you, sis?
Ooh-wee, girl, my head is just about ready to take flight from my body. I am so elated and cannot wait to, first of all, meet our special guest today, and second of all, introduce her to our listening audience. So it is usually my part of my show is to bring forth some words of inspiration. So that's what I'm going to do right here, right now. You ready for it?
I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready, okay, because I had a charge by a young lady that said, make it playful, bring it, and bring it. I'm like, oh, boy, okay. So anyway, here it goes, my dear. Finding your purpose. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has a purpose or mission, something specific he or she is called to do. You are on this earth for a reason. Although you can temporarily hide yourself, you can never lose your connection to your purpose. It is always with you, beckoning to you to be uncovered, and you just need to listen and let it speak to you. When you decide to follow your dream, be prepared for resistance. The old beliefs and messages from your past that say it cannot be done and it will come rushing to the surface. How will you respond to these voices of fear or doubt? Will you allow them to immobilize you? Or will you tell them who is in charge and move forward in spite of your fears? Always do your best. What you plan now will be harvested later. Play your free square. In the game of bingo, every player starts with a bonus. The free square is in the middle. Because everybody gets one, nobody thinks much of it. The free square is just as valuable as winning the game as B7 or O69. We have free squares in our lives, too. Talents, abilities, and explicable aptitudes that make certain things almost effortless. Make things look almost effortless. I'm sorry. Maybe we can sing, or we're good at math, or we can throw down in the kitchen. But when someone comments on our free square, we tend to say, oh, that, it's nothing, because we didn't work hard to get it. The same way a player doesn't have to perform to get a free square on the bingo card, value what may be our most serviceable attribute. When we recognize and appreciate our own free squares, so we can see that the key to our success and fulfillment is inside the person we are, not the one we're supposed to be. We can use, trade, barter, or build on the assets we inherently that are inherently ours through our free square. Once you identify your free square, play them or it by using what's easy to help you with what isn't. The next time you think you might not have what it takes to get the kind of life that you're after, enlist your free square. Your particular gift may not look like what you need it to be at the moment. Just keep on living. Use your free square. Let it work for you. Be prepared, be proud of it and grateful for it. Bingo! You win.
That was cute. Thank you, Star. I think we all know that game of bingo, right? What you were talking about is so wonderful, because we all have gifts, and it is a free spot in life, you know, because you don't have to work for it. You don't have to go to school and develop it. It's just natural. And so I think that's a good lead in. So I'm so tickled with having Chef Simone Bridges with us today. And she's 14. She is full of life, full of energy. She is using her free spot on her bingo card with a lot of gusto and a lot of enthusiasm. So just a couple of the things that she's already claimed as her free spot. She's a baker. She's a speaker. She's an author. She's a philanthropist at 14, right? And she's a STREAM advocate. So now we've all heard of STEM, STEM, and then that was modified to be STEAM, STEAM. But Chef Simone has made it STREAM, and I love how she's done that. So that stands for science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math. And so, you know, for her to go out of her way to include something that she felt was extremely necessary just shows how much confidence and courage she has in stepping out and not necessarily going with, you know, what everybody else is saying should be covered in a particular field. So, oh, man, she's been on television. She's been rubbing elbows with Steve Harvey, showing him how to make some of the things that she's created. She teach other children how to cook. She has her own cooking kit, I believe is what she calls it. And, I mean, look, her her accolades just go on and on and on. And so without further ado, because I could talk about her for 90 minutes, but I want to bring her on so she could talk about herself. Hey, Chef Simone, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. So thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I'm super duper excited.
Good.
I'm
I think you got started with it grinning too.
Yes, I was afraid she was going to be 15 by the time you got through with the accolades, but you know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Chef Simone Bridges, owner of Goddess Food Factory and Simone Bridges Inspires, Inc. I'm a 14-year-old baker, kid entrepreneur, youth stream advocate, and motivational speaker. And I love to teach kids how to bake using STREAM, which is, once again, science, technology, reading, engineering, art, and mathematics. Bingo!
I love it.
All right. Yes, indeed. Bingo, indeed.
Yeah, because, you know, in the introduction, I did not mention the name of your company. Well, actually, one of your two companies, the Goddess Food Factory. That is such an incredible name. It would have you to think or picture or just kind of know offhand that your food is of a high vibration. And by calling it Goddess Food Factory, that is just such a perfect name.
Yes, ma'am. It took us a while, well, just like a little bit to come up with the name, because first we wanted Angel Food Factory, and then Angel Food Factory was already taken. And I was thinking long-term, because I know when I get my actual bakery, I want to have, like, a factory in the back, so I definitely want the factory part. But I wanted Goddess because something that describes me. And so it was like, boom, Goddess Food Factory. You know, with Goddess Food Factory, we've done lots of things. Goddess Food Factory and everything that we do, I go around the schools talking to kids. We do stream stations at schools, you know, set up the science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and mathematics stations. I've had 3 Smile of the Child commercials on Trinity Baptist Network. I've done a Steve Harvey show and made my famous sugar brownies on there. And I've been one of 10 kids a part of LeBron James' Always Believe campaign.
Wow, okay.
Wow. I'm so impressed. So at what age, Simone, Chef Simone, did you start off with all of this stuff going on? How old were you?
Well, I started baking ever since I was 3 years old, and I would always go to my granny house and start baking all different types of sweet desserts with her, and I would go over her house, like, every single summer, plus every single weekend, and we would just bake all different types of treats, and then I would come home and bake them myself to see if I remember or how I was doing. And then I just kept on doing it. When I turned 5, got my first easy bake oven, so I really started baking a lot. And then I started off with frozen pies and got better and better at them, and then started doing cupcakes and then other gourmet treats. And I started my Goddess Food Factory business when I turned 11, and that was January 28th, 2017, so about 3 years ago. So we've been doing really, really good.
Wow. I'm usually a little bit more eloquent than this, but you've reduced me down to one word. Wow.
It's really interesting for her not to be able to say any more than that. So, Simone, when you are out teaching the youth, because I'm not sure exactly the age ranges that you teach, do you have a particular method to approach your audience? Do you kind of start off with a joke, or do you just get up and say, okay, cool, come on, we're going to start learning how to cook? How do you do that? Because a lot of them, I'm sure, have never cooked before, right?
Yes, ma'am. So first, my age group first is from 4 to 12 years old. That's like my main audience. But,
okay.
I've spoken to older people and I've spoken to younger people. But when I go doing speaking engagements, mainly it's around 4 to 12. And when I do that, I want to make sure everybody is in a safe community, everybody is cool with everybody, and you just start as a nice, friendly place, because everybody's going to be shy, of course, especially when you're in those ages. They're not really going to want to talk a lot. So we want to make sure everybody's comfortable with everybody and it's in a nice, safe environment. So we start off with I introduce myself, and then I may say, now you tell one thing that you're good at or one thing you like to do, and then everybody introduces themselves that way. And so people are like, oh, they may have similarities with another person. Now you made a friend. You have the same talent as somebody else, and then everybody's just cool. And then we go into cooking and telling what we're going to do today and stream and then get everybody hyped and then put on some music. Sometimes we dance, have fun.
Okay. And so where did you get your gift to speak so fluently, so so easily with people? Was that something you learned from your grandmother as well?
Well, my mom, she is a reading coach, so she helps me with a lot of my presentation, especially when I'm doing speaking engagements and speaking to kids in general. And plus, ever since I was younger, well, when I see her, like, teaching a lot, I always kind of felt the need, like, felt the want to be a teacher, but that's not, like, my 100% goal because I won't be able to, like, be a full-time baker and a teacher, so I had to choose one, of course, and baking one. But I figured out a way that
but
I could do both.
But you're still teaching.
Right, yes, ma'am. And I figured out the way that I could do both by doing culinary classes so I could be able to teach kids how to bake using Stream. And I figured that was, like, way easier. But I get it from my mom, and I just comes with practicing how to speak correctly and just practice.
Hmm. Yeah, because, you know, most well, maybe not most, but there are some young people that just, you know, it takes them a long time. And like you say, you know, like with the activities that you have the young people doing when you do your presentations, it does kind of help them to match up with one another. And so that's really smart of you, how you're doing those self-introductions and allowing the children to get to know each other.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've been actually, now you say you started the Goddess Food Factory at age 11. So did you also start doing your presentations at that same age as well?
Well, when I, at that moment, well, I guess you could say presentation. You know, I've always been speaking. I spoke at graduations before, but...
Ah.
When I was 11, of course I had to introduce everybody because that was the grand opening of my shop. And I had to, of course, speak at that, say what I'm thankful for, you know, give a speech just saying thank you to everybody who helped make this possible. And then, but after that, though, speaking engagements, me going out across the United States speaking to different groups of people, that happened, like, around when I turned 12. I want to say. Yeah, that happened about when I turned 12. So it didn't start, like, the speaking engagements didn't start right in there, but I've always been speaking.
So now, do you have a physical location? You have a business building?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm even more impressed with you, young lady.
Yes, ma'am. It's 9951 Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, all right. You guys get that? 9951. Atlantic Boulevard, Jacksonville.
I didn't
and,
do it by myself, but I did it with my team.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I didn't do that by myself, but I did it with my team. Like my mom, my dad, all my family members, my mentors, especially my... graphic designer. It's you can find her on Instagram at breezeart.llc. That's BREEZART.LLC.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. The team. The team is everything. And I am impressed. So I'm just gonna just say something. I'm gonna get this out the way. Because now I am so thinking that I didn't, okay, let me just spit it out. My son, at 2 years old, was trying to cook. He would push the chair up to the refrigerator, up to the stove. He would take food out of the refrigerator. He would turn on the stove. His name is Nasheed. We started calling him Chef Bar Art Nasheed. Eventually, we had to lock the refrigerator because the boy was messing up all our food. I should have let him continue to cook. I am like,
yes, ma'am.
Myself now.
Yes, wow. Because when the kids give you signs like that, you know, a kid's not just going to say, oh, I want this just because they want it. I'm pretty sure, like, it's a certain interest that they get from that. Like, a lot of kids, when you go inside the store and they say, oh, Mom, I want this art package. And a lot of times moms say no. Well, you got to think. You got to ask the kid, what are you going to do with the art package? Do you want to become an artist? And if they say yes, hey, get them the art package. You never know. They could be really good. And sometimes in school, you could be asked, parents should always sit on the teacher and ask them, well, how's your kids doing in these such and such classes? Because, one, you never know if your kid needs help, or two, you never know if your kid's really good at that subject. And if they are, like, for example, if they're good at math, and they may want to start teaching math to other kids, and they may want to start making a math club, getting into math competitions, and winning and doing some really cool things. So it's really, really important that when you see certain signs like that, really pay attention. And especially when, I'm going to tell my little story. So when, do I have time to tell a little story?
Oh, we've got plenty
of
time, sweetie.
Knock it out, huh? Yes, indeed. This is all on you today.
Yes, ma'am. Well, ever since I was 3 years old, I've always been in the kitchen with my granny. She would let me, well, she wouldn't let me actually, like, put the stuff in the oven and stuff, but she let me measure out the ingredients and taste the ingredients to see if it was too bitter or too sweet. And then she let me mix the ingredients together. Like, it was, like, the small things that really mattered, that really stuck out to me. And then when I turned 5, I got my first Easy Bake Oven. And I still have pictures to this day of when it was me, my dad, and my sister, and my cousins. And we would all just come around, and then I would pretend like I was the chef, and they were my customers. And then I would be like, what would you like for today? And they would probably say, like, cookies and cupcakes, please. And I would say, cookies and cupcakes coming right up. And then I just love how they would always tell me how my sweets tasted really, really good. So I just said to myself that I can, and I can keep doing what I do. And, you know, ever since, like, well, it was one time where I asked my aunt granny, I said, granny, can I please help you bake in the beginning? And then she was like, girl, you are not going to burn my house down. But I just kept on begging her because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I knew that's what my God-given talent was. So, you know, I kept on baking. And when I turned 9, I started baking on the real conventional oven. And I started off with frozen pies, and I went to cakes and cupcakes and all that good stuff. And it was just super yummy and super delicious. And everybody was asking me to bake stuff for them. And then when I got older, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I really want to own my own business, because she owns her own business, Lavish Moments. She decorates all types of weddings and events and stuff. But I asked her, I said, Mom, can I please have my own business? And at first she said no, because everybody knows it's a lot that comes with having a business. But you can do it if you're willing to put in the hard work, and if you are willing to have, like, and if you have a good support team behind your back. So that's what I had to do. I had to get my sister to help me out with, like, my social media. I had to get my mom to help me out with my business. She's my momager. And then I had to get my dad to help me out sometimes with creating this extreme baking boxes and sending them out. And he'll go and he'll just help me with baking the sweets sometimes. And especially my granny, when I have, like, big orders for, like, cakes and stuff, she'll help me out sometimes. So I just have, like, a really good support team. And then I can't forget my mentors. Shout out to Miss Casey, owner of Blended Designs. And shout out to my cooking mentor, my chef mentor, Miss Kate. I meant Miss.
Slow down.
Miss Chef Tina.
We got time.
Yes, ma'am. Shout out to Chef Tina, and I love all of them. And then shout out to my graphic designer, BreezeArt.LLC. Once again, I just want to make sure I mention everybody, because yes, they need to be known. They have helped me so much.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You're such a – you're so filled with gratitude. That's why people are just coming to you and helping you out. Yeah. And I was going to ask you if your grandma was still working with you, you know, in the kitchen, but you said yes, that, you know, when you have large orders that she comes in. That's just such a special relationship, that grandmother role. So that's excellent. And your mom gave you the support that you needed, your sister, your father, your support team. You're truly, truly a blessed person to have that much going on, that many people that believe in you and what you can do.
Yes, ma'am. It's really, really important to have a good support team with you, standing behind your back every step of the way.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, see, you've been an inspiration to not just young people, but to the older people, too, because sometimes as we move along in life, we forget about those things that's important in order to help yourself, to help other people, to bring people together. And you talked about a safe environment and a safe community in the very beginning. And that's particularly important for this time that we're living in now. So for you to understand that is extremely important. And you're such a mature, mature young person for, you know, for to be 14. I mean, you sound like you could be out teaching entrepreneur classes to a lot of adults.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I since I have the great support team to help me and stand behind my back, I want to make sure that I give other people a chance. So I like to give back all the time because I think it's really, really important. And I understand that my life is bigger than me. So I have I started a nonprofit organization, which I call Simone Bridges Inspires, Inc., where we go around the community inspiring little boys and little girls and talk to them about how they can take their God-given talent and become entrepreneurs. So I started Extreme Cella. I had Extreme Cella, I think it was last year. I hosted a big, big Extreme Cella here in Jacksonville, Florida. And it was really, really fun. I had parents and regular adults sponsoring over 100 kids to get in for free. And prizes. They left with a backpack, with a Extreme Cella bag, some prizes. They had food. They had, I think, two meals. They had corn dogs and pizza and chips and water. And we danced and we had lots of fun. And we even learned from the Extreme Station. We had a science station, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and mathematics. So it was definitely an event that we would not forget. And it was super fun. They had Extreme Fun, bingo.
And that's why everybody gravitates towards you and want to help you out, because you have this magnetizing
passion.
Energy too. You just draw people towards you.
Yeah, so passionate.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us about your Extreme kit. What is it? How did you come about creating that? And what are the benefits and the targets that you see in that product that you have?
Well, it's actually really, really cool because, you know, once again, like I said earlier, I go around to schools hosting Extreme stations. So I started off with, it's like a science station, and they do some type of cool science experiment, and then so far, so on with all the other subjects. And so I was like, a lot of people were just asking me, ooh, can you come to our school? Like, principals and stuff were DMing me, asking to go to their schools, and I couldn't go to everybody's school. So I decided, I was like, talking to my mom about it, and we were like, ooh, we should make Extreme baking boxes. And at first, we started off with, subscription box. And it's $34.99 a month. And basically, you will get all the ingredients measured out already inside the box. It'll be like a mystery dessert. You will never know what it is. But you have different recipes every single month. And it's really fun because it's like as if you're doing it like a full-blown stream educational fun program all inside of one box. So you have a reading story that – we have some reading questions that go along with the reading story and some mathematic questions that go along with the reading story. And the recipe with the instructions is in there, and all the ingredients are already measured out. And you get a Goddess Food Factory custom item in there.
and some type of engineering tool. And it's really fun, really interactive and hands-on, so the information will really stick into the kid's brain.
So are you registered, if that's the right word, are you registered with the different schools so that these youngsters can actually get credit for attending your events, you know, like STEAM credit for completing your box?
Well, the Girl Scouts are. The Girl Scouts get badges from my culinary classes and when I do the stream station. So the Girl Scouts get badges from it as far as that goes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. What you're doing is just so cool because you have all of those elements that the children want and need. And again, I say that you can be a motivation for a lot of older people too, because sometimes we get, you know, like stuffy and set in our ways and don't know about the fun anymore. So that's why I think I'm so enjoying this. You are just making me smile so big right now.
Well, yes, ma'am. I always tell people all the time to dream, believe, and achieve, because that's like the steps in order to be able to complete any goal you want to accomplish. So I tell them to dream that they can accomplish any goal that they want to accomplish, and then believe in yourself. Believe that you can do anything. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do this or you can't do that. Believe in yourself. And then once you dream and believe, you'll definitely achieve that goal. You just have to put that dream and that belief into action. Put it into reality. Make it come true. And then please stay tuned on all of my social medias at Goddess Food Jax, at GoddessFood. That's going to be for kids and adults. You can listen to it while you're in the car, driving to work. I'm going to be starting up my own podcast. And what you're saying, the Motivation Speaks for Adults, that's going to be something that adults could listen to in the morning. That would be really, really good. So I will definitely be starting my podcast. And it's for adults, it's for kids, it's for all types of people. So it's just going to be really interesting. So if you want to listen to that, just go on my, make sure you stay tuned on my social media at Goddess Food Jax.
And is that on Facebook, Instagram? Where can they find you?
Yes, ma'am. They can find me on all social medias at Goddess Food Jax, at GoddessFoodJax.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm. So tell us about go ahead, Star.
Sandy, you slow down, girl. Let me get something in here for a minute. We always
start at the
same
time.
Okay, so, okay, that's the kid in me coming out. Okay, tell us about how you do your birthday parties for people.
So with the birthday parties, of course, we have the little culinary session, and it kind of goes just like the culinary classes where we teach them about how to make, we may make stuffed apples or waffles. We may have, we may bring in chicken, too. And then, of course, the parents bring in the birthday cake and stuff, and we set that to the side. And so we start off with everybody introduces themselves once again to have a nice and safe community. And then we all wash our hands, and then we talk about the safety rules when and while you're cooking tools and cooking utensils to other students. And then we make sure we introduce the birthday girl and so everybody can get to know her. And then we go and make the treats. And once again, we may make stuffed apples or waffles. And then we go ahead and dance to some different songs. And it's really cool because it's a really nice hands-on and engaging activity that the kids can have, that the kids will have. And then we go on with opening the presents, and then we saying happy birthday to her. And then if they have any, like, goodie baskets or something, gift baskets, then we will hand those out to the kids. And then we'll just have lots of fun. It'll be engaging, hands-on. They'll learn about streaming. Then we take lots of pictures and my backdrop.
All right. And is this done in a specific place for all of the birthday parties?
Ma'am?
Is this done in the same place or a specific set-up place? Because it sounds like you would have to have different stations, and would you be able to do that in different locations? Do you have a hall or a building that you do this in?
Yes, ma'am. It's at my shop, Goddess Food Factory. And I also travel.
Right.
Like, if you would want me to come there, I'll also travel, but that would have to be sponsored. But I do travel to other places. I travel all across the U.S.
All over the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm hoping to expand into other countries also.
Cool. I'm not going to say wow this time. I'm just going to be silent.
I was waiting.
Yes, ma'am. I
feel it.
Yes, ma'am. I've got large audiences and large groups. I've been to, I've been in Saginaw, Michigan, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I've been in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in New York multiple times, New York. I've been lots of places. And Philadelphia. I'm trying to think of all of them. And Los Angeles. It's lots of places.
You are amazing.
And you're looking to go international as well, right?
Ma'am. The
okay.
Bigger the better. Go big.
All right,
go.
Look. I'm a supporter.
I am.
You got any more questions there, Ms. Starr?
Well, I have a lot of questions, but it's all personal. Because I am having the vision in the back of my mind, my two little granddaughters that have the Easy Bake oven and
the
outfit. Yeah, their family, the dad sends pictures of them in the little chef hat and aprons and all of that. And I know my son is listening in, but I sure wish my little granddaughters were old enough, they're just 3 and 2, to really hear you. So that you could be a role model for them, because you are just amazing. And I just love you already. I love you. Thank you for following your passion and your vision. I mean, you blow up situated, my dear. Thank you.
I also saw, for your granddaughter, I saw my aprons, chef hats, mittens, and pot holders on my website, www.goddessfoodfactory.com. And I know how you all were talking. Oh, let me say that one more time. www.goddessfoodfactory.com, everyone. And I know how you all were talking about how, I really want to go international, but my goal is to serve kids in Africa. And, you know, after, of course, doing the culinary and just talking to them about how they can reach their goals, I really want to dance with them because their dances are amazing. Like, I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
It is so cool how they just move to the beat and hit every single beat. It's like a small gesture that is just so cool. And I love dancing. I love anything that gets me moving.
Well, maybe you can incorporate your dancing into your show, to your cooking, some type of way, your stream.
Yes, ma'am. We do that at Stream Cello. We have all different types of performers to come out. And then I did a performance with two of my other friends. So I love dancing all the time.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So you using all your skills and learning up some more gifts, right?
Ma'am. Oh, and I'm coming out with some songs, by the way. I'm coming out with some songs because I have a character that we're going to put out very, very soon. I have a...
Okay.
Ooh, I wish I could tell y'all about it. Please stay tuned. I have a goddess girl character. Y'all do not know how she looks yet. Just know, but I have a character that's coming out. And we're coming out with this song that goes to it. It's really, really cool. And I want you all to stay tuned on my social media, at Goddess Food Jack. So you all are not ready for this, but we do shows. We go around doing shows, and I sing my songs, and it's really, really cool. And, of course, we have dance routines to them because what's a song without a dance routine? And I'm coming out with a new cookbook, my very first cookbook, in fact. It's called Dessert Diaries, and I'm coming out with it, and I'm super excited. So please stay tuned. I'm coming out with some really big things, big things. I can't be able to do everything that I want to do and put it all out right now because of this corona going on. But we're still up and moving. We're doing lots of things, lots of interviews and stuff like that. So we're still up and moving, but stay tuned.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we will. And so your cookbook, will it have recipes in there for children as young as 2 or 3 so they can feel part of the movement?
Yes, ma'am. They can do it as long as they have an adult watching them and helping them out, assisting them, of course.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's amazing. I'm excited. I would love to get one of your first cookbooks and gift that to my granddaughters. Of course, I'll have to buy 2 because they fight over stuff. So, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I think they would love that very, very much. I think they would love it. And, you could do it with them, too. I was 3 when I started baking with my granny. So it's like it's little things like that that's really, really important.
And it just makes such a wonderful story for your life and your family, for your grandmother and your mother and your father and your sister. Everybody's playing a role in not only your success, but it's your family's success. This is just so amazing how all of your support group have come together and have elevated you, and you have not let anyone down. Matter of fact, you are soaring to the sky, and I am just so proud of you.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Chef Simone, let me just make this announcement to the audience, because Star and I can get carried away and we forget to announce. Audience, if you would like to share in the conversation, if you have a question, a compliment, a concern, a comment, make sure that you give us a call here at the show, 516-531-9819, and you will be recognized if you hit 1 on your dial. You got to hit the 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air. Otherwise, we're going to keep rolling because this is just such a juicy conversation. I'm geeked up. I'm getting all this energy, with what's going on that Chef Simone is sharing with us. And I have a few more questions I wanted to ask, too. So we have our first caller, and it is 928-978. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and whatever you want to contribute to the conversation.
Hi, this is Madeline, and I'm in Arizona.
Hey, Madeline.
Hi, my beautiful family.
Hi.
I love you. My contribution is food. When food is prepared with love, everybody resonates in that same genre of energy. I was gifted by having a father who was a baker, and so I got to grow up literally in a bakery. And, being like with you, Chef Simone, with your granny, I got to do this with my daddy. And so where my takeaway with all that is preparing food even today from a loving place. And when my parents were alive and we had our bakery, the motto of the bakery was everything baked with love.
Mm.
So it was recognized. So you are just one stellar human being on this planet who is making your mark and making a big difference in the world. And it's just, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to see. So congratulations. And that's what I want to tell you is congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Baking with love is very, very, very important because, you know, people say, you put your foot in that. Yes, ma'am. You have to always put your all into baking because sometimes it can, like, baking really just, it's like my comfort zone to help me really think about everything. And then it has me in my zone. It's like my happy place, my safe place. So baking really has me, gets me going. And for all the adults, there are many free certifications online on servesafe.com. I've been posting them on my social media at Gotta Shoot I just received a certification in hospitality and tourism from Florida Atlantic University. So I've been doing lots of the ServSafe certifications.
That's beautiful. Really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Really awesome. Yeah, it's a beautiful world, and when people recognize that it's a beautiful world out there, then we can take that beauty and put it into our own hearts and souls and make sure that wherever we go, with whomever we interact with, feels the love that we share. And it's just such a magical, magical place.
Yes, ma'am. I totally agree. Totally
yeah.
agree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if there's a problem. We had two callers in queue, but it seems like they both hung up. So if they call back, we'll catch them. I wanted to ask Chef Simone. So you're at a place where you have all of this energy surrounding you that's allowing you to just fully explore your gifts and who you are, and you're sharing that with others. How much of an impact, I don't know if you'll be able to answer it now, but, you know, just hold it in your heart if you can't. How much of an impact do you think that has on your bubbly personality to have your grandmother and your sister and your father and your mother, your support team, all of these people supporting you? How much does that impact that?
It really just makes me realize that I have once in an opportunity because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have the funds to do the things that I do. A lot of people don't have the support team to do the things that I do to make it all happen. And so I'm just grateful that I have my mom, my dad, my sister, my mentors, and my graphic designer constantly bringing me up, constantly helping me out, constantly supporting me with everything that I have, constantly helping me improve my products and get more products on my line. So I'm just grateful that I have a great support team. And I have great mentors helping me with me in my business. You really, really need, because not
yeah.
everybody has that. And wherever you get little blessings from people from, I do lots of, well, sometimes I go to convention centers and I sell my treats. And I meet a lot of people there who are really, really good and love to give back. And so they constantly are saying, hey, Simone, I can give you one-on-one sessions on how to bake this or how to bake that. Hey, Simone,
oh,
I would love
nice.
To partner up with you on doing all these different things. And so every single chance that I get, I take it. I take it. And it may and I refer those people to other people who are want to become bakers and want to expand their brand and their business. And I try to help so many people, and you have to keep doing that, because if you do that, you'll get more blessings. More blessings will come your way. So it's just very important that you have that, that you have a really good support team, you know. And if you
yeah.
don't have any money to help your community, you can ask other people, do crowdfunding, get help from your community, put back into your community in a bigger and better way. Volunteer at certain places. And then you can watch videos online on how to raise money to do certain things for your community. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do. You can watch Mario Armstrong. He's a really, really great motivational speaker. He gets on live every morning doing these motivational speaks. He's really good. You can watch podcasts from different people. There are things out there specifically for that, but everybody can do it.
Well, thank you so much. We've got a new caller, 904-304. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment, question, whatever your contribution is.
Yes, my name is Phyllis Williams Harris, and I wanted to tell Simone Bridges just how proud we are of her in Jacksonville. And I'm that grandma that will always be behind her, pushing her, encouraging her, loving her, and tell her to dream big because you can do anything.
Thank you so much. Yes, she helps me all the time. Love you so much. Love you so much. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you.
I'm still coming over to do something sometime.
So, Miss Phyllis, you're the grandmother?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for the love, and thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for believing in your grandbaby like that. Girl,
yes.
Look, you got a powerhouse there.
She is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just say, I am part of this interview, but I just can't stop smiling. And nobody can see that, but I just want to let you know the role I'm playing. I'm letting you know the role I'm playing in the interview, okay? I love you, Simone.
No, thank you
so much.
We can hear you in your voice. We thank you for encouraging her.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I got mad love for you, Grandma, because I'm a grandma myself. So I know the passion, the love, the support, and all that a grandmother gives to their seedlings from their seedlings. I know what that's all about. So thank you.
And congratulations to you as being a grandparent.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I see where you get that bubbly from.
I'll continue listening, though. I'll continue listening. It's an awesome
okay.
show.
All right, see you soon. Well, we knew you was going to continue listening. We knew that without you even saying.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Thank you. Yep.
Like
Ooh,
I said,
okay.
Team Simone. Team Simone.
Yes, yes.
Thank
That's
you.
Powerful. That grandmama is strong, too. Boy, you heard it in her voice. That love was powerful. Ooh. So, Chef Simone, I'm going to ask you, one other thing. Your one-on-one classes that you do, I know you told us about, like, with the parties, you know, you teach the safety precautions and things like that in the kitchen. Tell us about your one-on-one, like, how old you need to be, how old does a person need to be, and how long is the class, and what fundamental skills do you teach in your basic class?
So my age group is 4 to 12, and in the classes we teach them how to bake sugar cookies before, and we went step through step. We even made the dough with them. So it's like I do, then you do. So I'll show them how to do, for example, measure out the ingredients correctly, and then they'll do it. And, of course, like I said, before we do any of that, we talk to them about the safety rules. We teach them about how to pass your utensils and tools to other people. And we teach them about why it's really important to stay clean and safe so you don't contaminate the food, don't touch your hair, don't itch your skin, don't be picking on your face, stuff like that. We talked to them about how it's very, very important. And we talked to them about measurements. Talked to them about the different measurements and why it's important to know what's the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. We talked to them about all that. I've also taught them how to make some waffles, and we made some heart-shaped waffles. We made stuffed apples, and it's basically apples, and then when you bake them, they get all nice and soft and really nice and delicious, and then you do all different types of toppings on it, so it's like a really quick and fun activity. And then I teach them how to make cakes. Well, starting with the basics like vanilla cake, and then I teach them about how they can add different things inside of it to make it into different flavors. We teach them about all of that.
Okay.
And how much parent participation is involved with an event like that?
No parent participation. It's all me and the kids. Me and the kids.
So the parents drop off the children and leave them, and it's just all children based?
Yes, you can choose to either leave them and come back, or the parents can stay and they can watch on the side. Because I know
that
a lot of parents are taking pictures. We have to
take pictures.
Unless
she got it under control.
We have to have the memories. Yes, ma'am, we have to have the memories. So we have to stand on the side while the kids, me and the kids, do the big dog work.
That's so cool.
It truly is. And so you're deliberately making a connection between each one of the stream elements in your classes, and it seems like everything that you're doing, you're making sure that you're connecting the dots so that the children, the youth, that they get how or what, you know, technology is, what's engineering, what's, you know, all of that's about. And I really admire that, because I know that when that terminology first came out, it was not explained in a way where, you know, you could readily connect to what it was. But with what you're doing, it's a fun learning environment, and they're understanding why you need to know geometry and trigonometry and how that all gets into everyday life and living. That's really admirable, and I really, really like that.
Yes, ma'am. We talk about all that. We talk about how stream is infused in baking and cooking and why you use it every single day of your life, because we do use stream every single day of your life. You may not notice it, but we use it every single day of our lives. And I like to call it the six main components of education, because it
is.
I
like that.
Without it, we would be lost. We have to have it. So that's why I really like to be able to teach kids stream. And the reason why I did it through baking and cooking is because baking and cooking is a hands-on activity. And when it's hands-on, it really sticks into the kid's brain. Because it's like, okay, I'm learning, but I'm having fun at the same time. So it's interesting. It actually catches their attention. So we start off, and I make sure I mention to every one of them, we start off with science. You mix the ingredients together to see if it comes into a salt, it turns out into a solid form or a liquid form. That's chemistry. We for technology, you go on Google and look up all types of YouTube videos on how to bake this or how to bake that, or look up different substitutes for certain products. We look up for reading. We read the recipes. We make sure, okay, well, if we have a problem with such and such, you want to read the recipes to make sure, okay, make sure I follow it step by step so I can know exactly what I'm doing. And then for engineering, we have the culinary tools like a blender or a spatula or measuring spoons, measuring plating, with the plating the different desserts. You know, you want to make sure you do a little sprinkles on it. You want some type of pop. All the colors can't look the same because it's going to be very dull and boring. You have to have different a color variation on your plate so all the colors can pop up so it can actually look interesting. And then for mathematics, that deals with measurements and the math and all of the adding 1/4 and 1 cup, and you have to know which of which you have to add and how much of each ingredient you have to add. That's all very, very important, especially when you're baking. Because you add too much of one thing, it may not come out the same. Well, it's not going to come out the same.
All right, we've got a new caller, 817-657. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and how you would like to contribute to the conversation?
Yes, this is, of course, William Sathier. I am blown away. Yeah, hey. This is so refreshing in light of the whole world being put on hold right now, you know, with the coronavirus. And giving us time to pause and to reflect and kind of see just where the world is headed and where have we been, how do we get to where we are right now, and where are we headed, where are we going? And to hear this this wisdom coming from this 14-year-old giant, I mean, like, it's so refreshing to see that this new world order that's been referred to in the past, it's being shaped right now, but it's being shaped in the minds of young people. I'm seeing a new pattern for learning, for educating the youth and the whole world. Just taking it to a whole nother level. Where you go back to the basics, where you're actually using your hands and using your mind and your heart all at the same time. I love it. I love it. So congratulations. And the world needs more minds like you, Chef Simone.
Thank you so much. And I totally agree. Yeah, everything is definitely changing. So the math is even changing. Like they say, the ways of education changes every single day. The math is changing every single day. From back in the day, my dad says, like, the math that we're learning right now, he says he never remember learning anything about that. Like, he's lost when he's learning about our math. But it's important because you never know when you're going to use it. You always need it. You use it when you don't even know that you're using it. And then it's just like science. Science is super interesting. I love science because it's all the different experiments. Like, make sure you all continue to watch River City Live. It's I've made some different commercials on there, but you'll see a lava lamp is going to be aired on Monday, I believe. And it's a really cool science experiment. So just talking about science, kind of put that in. But, yes, education is changing every single day, and I just think that it's really important that the community teaches each other about it.
And how do we connect with River City Live?
City Live, it's a TV show here in Jacksonville, Florida. I think you can – I'm pretty sure it'll end up coming up on WJXT. You can check on there. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on there. And you can see, like, what channel it is for you all.
Okay. Do you think it might be on YouTube or?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's going to be on, I think it's going to be on YouTube too, but you can look it up on rivercitylive.com.
Okay. Thank you.
You can see there. But I'll definitely post it on my Instagram at @GoddessJax, giving more information about it. Because
thank
one
you.
Episode came on today, but we missed it, so we have to. We're gonna stay tuned for the other episodes. Is it supposed to be?
Well, what
three...
I can... Go ahead. Well, what I see happening with your movement is that you are going to change the future of what is going on now. Because right now there are so many females, young women, that don't have a clue to what to do in a kitchen. They know nothing about cooking, and they don't want to know. So I can see with your movement, minds are being changed and will be changed so that young women can know the benefit, the value, and the blessing of being able to prepare food for the, both themselves and for their loved ones. Thank you so much,
ma'am,
for that.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, and thank you. And I think that is very, very important because, first, you never know what may happen here in the world, so you have to know how to be able to cook and survive. And another thing, I think my dad used to tell me that, and my teacher, Miss Madison, she still does it. She has a cooking club at Darnell Cookman. But she was talking about how they used to have a culinary class in school, but for some reason they don't do it anymore. And I still wonder why. We need to bring that back because that's important. People tell me all the time that how the culinary classes are very, very important. They don't even talk about it anymore in school. And that's home economics. Like, that's very important.
Yeah, home economics, right. Where we learn how to cook, where we learn how to sew, where we learn how to, you know, just run a household, so to speak, you know. A little bit of that, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
The very first thing I learned how to cook in home ec was spaghetti. And
that's my mom's favorite meal. I swear she's always asking to cook some spaghetti.
Yes.
Oh, so funny.
You know, Chef Simone, I'm seeing a stream university where the schools themselves may be lacking with no culinary class. I can see you kind of leading the way with that, and have the whole global community that you serve, and with this new, it's new, but it's taking us back to the basics at the same time. I'm just hearing a lot of full expectation right now what the possibilities are.
Yes, sir. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. Stream University. Ooh, you hear the ring on that?
All right, you heard it first right here on What Now?
Where do I go from here?
Okay, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I was really liking to have some young folks, perhaps they're not able to come on live with us today, because I knew you would be an inspiration and a motivation, but it seems for real that you have motivated us, older adults, older people, on the show today, and your wisdom, as my brother William said, is just powerful, you know. And I second that notion for the Dream University. I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Yep. It's time for us to think outside, you know, whatever, if it's the box or, you know, if it's outside the house or outside the classroom, whatever. But it's time for us to extend and expand our thoughts and our dreams and our visions about what's possible and the contributions that we can make. And you've done that. So, I mean, do you sleep or do you keep paper and ink pen by the side of your bed? And, you know, you coming up with all of these thoughts all the time. And I thank your mom and dad, too, for instilling that spirit of freedom in you. That's so important.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do sleep. I have to have my own sleeping hours because, you know, I'm still in school. I actually go to a public school. Well, we're technically home right now, but I do go to a public school, so I do have to make sure I have my sleep. But I go lots of times, well, every single night I pray, of course, to God, and then I talk, like, to myself. That sounds weird, but I swear it's important because I talk
It's not weird at all.
Yes. Thank you. I talked to myself about different plans that I could have for myself in the future and different products that I could come out with that I'm thinking about coming out with now. And so I talk to myself about that all the time because that's how you brainstorm. At night, it's the best time to brainstorm because that's when everything comes out. And then I have, like, a little journal. I have a desk by my bed with journal on there and some writing utensils. And any time I have an idea or something, I just jot it down in my book. And then we'll talk about it the next day or I'll try to make a plan about it.
So does your team come together and you guys have meetings and where you share the ideas, or is that mainly just your mom or your grandmother, your dad? So do you have business meetings?
Yes, ma'am. I do have business meetings all the time. I'll go with my team and we'll talk about it. Sometimes we do group calls. Sometimes we'll meet up at the library and we'll talk about it. And sometimes it will be me and my mom and we'll just brainstorm a couple of ideas and then have my sister, like, put it all together and help out with some things. And, you know, it's basically just me and my team. We'll talk about it and then we'll try to enforce it the best we can,
enforce the
idea.
Great. You got it under control, young lady. And it is my honor to know you, so, whew.
Thank you.
Chef Simone.
Thank you so much.
Chef Simone, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself making a real difference in the world and being a real model to youth all across the country.
Mm.
Why I say real model is because a lot of people say role model. It's like, no, I'm not playing any type of role. I'm not putting a fake mask or anything and putting on top on a fake role. I'm doing this for real. This is serious because we have to be able to inspire the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. We have to put in real jobs because what happens to when we need people with the big brains to something happens. You know, and the Bible says, like he says, one day the world's going to end and we have to have those people with the big brains to help us be able to go on different planets and stuff. And I know NASA was saying one day that they're going to make a plan where we could be able to go to Mars. And we need those big brains so that they can come up with big ideas for us to be able to go to Mars and go on different planets and live on different planets. And I'm kind of really excited about that. Like, if that really happens and I'm still alive, I'm going to be excited because that's, like, super interesting. What if there's different ways of living on different planets? What if there's different people on different planets? Like, that's just something I always wonder. People say, oh, aliens are fake. No, I don't think they call themselves aliens. That's what we call them, but I don't think they call themselves aliens. They may be real. I don't know. I really want to figure this stuff out. It's so many things that you can ask yourself about the world. But I just really think it's really important to teach the generations about the importance of science, technology, reading, engineering, art, and mathematics because we will need it. We will need it one day. And of course, like, we need it right now. And of course, like, okay, singing and rapping and dancing and that stuff is good, but you want to be educated on the six main components of education. You want to make sure you're educated on that and you stay on top of that because at the end of the day, it all comes down to that at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is October 20th.
November 2nd. Okay. All right. Thank you. October 20th. One other question, thank you very much, from me is, who is your stylist? Who does your wardrobe, your wonderful chef outfits with the bright colors?
I know, right?
You are just so
inviting, and I just want to just put on some hot pink and come and cook with you and bend down so that I'm not so tall. I want to be one of
you. And well, the
say that you'll have those maybe where people can order them for their children off of your website in the future? I'd love for my little granddaughters to have your chef outfits.
Yes, ma'am. It's on my website. I will add the God's Factory pink one to my website. But right now we have some aprons and chef hats and some pants that you can order on the website, which is www.goddessfoodfactory.com. But I will be coming out with some chef coats that they can put on. That's really, really cool. But
cool.
Yes, ma'am. The person who designs my wardrobe is, you'll never guess it. You'll never guess it. It's my mom.
Is it your grandmother?
No, my mom. My mom.
Your grandmother?
She helps me.
No,
ma'am?
Her mom.
Oh, her mom. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I think.
Good job,
yes,
ma'am.
Thank you. Well, she said thank you.
All right.
It's a family affair. For real,
oh,
for
yes.
real.
My granny,
just love it.
Thank you. And my granny, she makes my, well, she knows how to sew, like, really, really good. So my granny, she makes my dresses. She's made me this, like, African dress. It was, like, really, really cool. And I got, like, a Wakanda mood from it. It was really nice. And it was when I got the award. It was for one of my awards this year. And so I had an African theme. It was like an African themed dress. But anyway, you'll see it on my Instagram.
Wakanda forever.
That is
awesome.
Just so cool. You're serving as that center of your family to bring everybody together and have them to celebrate all of their gifts, and you know, it just becomes one big party. That's very, 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 very powerful. Unity.
Yes,
very,
ma'am.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, and those minutes are going to go by really quickly. So I'm going to give one more shout out to anyone that's either already called into the show or they're on some other type of device. You can call in and just give a shout out to Chef Simone if you would like at 516-531-9819 and just hit one on your dial and if you want to join. If you don't, that's fine, but I just want to extend the invitation. We do have a person here. It is area code 940-535. You want to share what is your name and where you're calling from and your comments, please.
Hey, I am Eve, and I'm calling in from Texas. I'm on the road the whole time. And I left a message for you to give to, wow, the young, older goodness star. to you, Sandy, and to this young achiever, this is what I got to say because I'm on the road. You are a young bomb, and I love it. I'm out. Woo!
Thank you,
Eve. And you be safe out there on the road.
Hey, you know what? She made it even safer. She made it even more of an explosion. She made me pay good attention. A lot of love. I'm out.
A lot of love to you too, darling.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so this
I can't stop smiling. I
know, right? Right? It's like your jaws hurt, right?
Yeah.
It's been
yes.
awesome. It has been. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Did I hear someone else making a statement? Okay. Whew. So, Simone, is there... Go right ahead.
If I may, Sam.
Sure.
You know, what I'm feeling is the significance of family, you know, and how that's affected Simone's life. And, you know, the more attention our communities, our ethnic groups, our communities give attention to strengthening the family, you know, where and especially as families focus on the children, the newborn babies, you know, and just pouring all the love and attention and giving them everything that they need to fully blossom, you know, and grow and develop all of their God-given talents and abilities. That's so important, and I see that Simone's family have done that with her. You know, they showered her with support and love and guidance and allowed her the possibilities to express herself. I just like to hear her comments on that, because I think it's so important to strengthen our family moving forward.
Yes, sir. My my granny, well, family is very, very important first and foremost. And my granny encouraged all of us to help each other all the time. We have dinners at her house all the time. We will come over out of nowhere, like she'll text us, and we'll be in school. She'll text us. She'll be like, "Hey, come over on Wednesday or Saturday. I'm gonna have a dinner. I want everybody to come out. All the nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles." Everybody, and we'll just all just come over just to have fun, hang out with each other, you know? And that, because those things are very important. Not a lot of families have that, so we want to have it while we have people and while we have family with us. We want to be able to spend those times with them. And she teaches all the girls how to sew, all the girl cousins how to sew, and some of the aunties and moms how to sew, and all the boys, mostly the boys and the uncles, go outside and they play basketball and football. And it's just, like, really cool because we just have a lot of time to spend with each other. And then we even have family members, like, well, they're like family to us, like neighbors. We hang out with them all the time. So it's just really, really cool how you have, like, a good support team behind your back. Then you get to hang with them.
Yeah.
I think you have so many of us just really, like, speechless. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are there any boys that come to your cooking classes?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes the boys do come to my cooking classes.
Okay. Great. Equal opportunity.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any closing words of inspiration or motivation or thoughts you want to share? We're down to about 1 minute left in the show.
Yes, ma'am. You can always dream, believe, and achieve. Dream that you can accomplish anything. Believe in yourself and then put that dream and belief into action. If you have anybody that you want to talk to, you can always talk to me, DM me on all social media, at Goddess Food Jack. You have any way that you want to start your business, if you want to find me out to talk to your school or talk to any group of kids or anybody to do speaking engagements or a little performance, you can DM me or you can email me. My info is info@goddessfoodfactory.com. And if you want any of my products, I'm also coming out with new products. They're going to be on my website, www.goddess.com. And just stay tuned with me. I'm doing many, many things. Once again, dream, believe, and achieve. Always believe in yourself. Don't let anybody change your mind. If you know that's what you want to do, put your mind into it. It's going to be some times where you go over certain bumps in the road. But believe into yourself and just ask for help. Don't think you can do everything by yourself, because you can. Ask for help and pray about it to God. Pray about it to God. Talk to him. Talk it out. And just make your dream come true. Make your God-given talent be the best that it can be.
Woo-hoo. Right, and with that being said, we are out. It has been such an extreme pleasure, Chef Simone, to have you as our guest for today.
I know you will be the subject of many conversations that will be taking place over the next few months. So thank you for sharing yourself with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Star?
Welcome to the Now What, Where Do We Go From Here family. We're so happy you're part of us. Thank you
yes,
for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing out.
Yes, yes. And here's
thank
for you, darling. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bye.
Thank you. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you.